Tell me a little bit about the different version of the murder, what we think and what you believe you've seen here on the films and with some of the other evidence.
Well, what the Warren Commission originally said was that based on the evidence shown to them, they could find no evidence of a conspiracy, but they didn't really close the door. But nobody else was looking. That's the problem. So in 1975, when I released my version of the Zapruder film, people could see for the first time what actually did happen. The film was withheld from public view and had been from the time it was taken in 63, on the day of the assassination, until I released it in 75. They had to rely on what the government told them and still photographs which appeared in Life magazine. Once they saw the film and the cat was out of the bag, as it were, there was a massive demand for a reinvestigation of the case. And I was invited to Washington to present it before Congress, and I did. And within days, the resolution was placed before Congress to reopen the case, and they did.
How were you able to obtain the film to release it in the first place, Robert?
I worked for a company in New York City that was hired by Life magazine to blow the film up from 8mm to 35mm for potential use within other formats.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to retain a copy for, a mechanic's copy as a test. And my employer knew of my interest in the case and eventually just gave it to me and allowed me to work on it and improve the image quality. And that's what I did. And the rest is history.
Tell us what you saw on that film.
Well, the most shocking thing, of course, initially, is the explosion of the president's head. And at that moment, he's thrown violently to the rear and to the left. This, of course, following the laws of physics, through transfer of momentum, meant that the shot came from the right front, which it actually did. And this, of course, reversed the assumption put forward by the Warren Commission that the fatal shot had come from behind and the right, which would have thrown him to the front and to the left. It's the exact opposite.
So you believe, too, then, that that shot did indeed come from the front?
Without any question. I mean, there's a lot of other evidence, too.
Would that have been where the grassy knoll?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Exactly right. The stockade fence on the grassy knoll.
A fellow by the name of Files believes he was the one at the grassy knoll and took that shot. Have you looked at that portion of the case?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
Well, you have to look at various aspects of that. It's not as simple as just taking his word for it. There is evidence that the shot came from that exact spot. You have to wonder, too, what would the benefit be to him to say he did it if he didn't? I wasn't there, so I don't know whether or not he actually did it or not, but I tend to believe it for one very simple reason. There's a man who's telling a story. The story makes sense. We know that there are two aspects to a story, that which matches the already known official investigation of the crime by individuals and by the government. And what he is saying matches what we see to a very, very large degree. So we know that most of what he's saying has to be true. The balance of it is his own personal story, which cannot be proven one
right.
way or the other. But it fits and it makes sense to say that, if the rest is true, might this not be true as well? So we look and we watch and see that the government has never investigated this story. And you have to ask yourself, why? What would it take? What would it cost? If he's telling a lie, it would be very easily provable. Give him a lie detector test. If he passes a lie detector test, then move on from there.
And if he fails...
And if he fails, you walk away from it.
Yeah.
But if it shows that he's telling the truth, then you have a clue which leads you in the right direction and a way to help solve the crime once and for all.
I would agree with that. But it's as if they just don't want to touch it anymore.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. And that's why I tend to believe it. I think that if they knew that they'd be able to disprove it, then they would go ahead and do it and say, well, see, they're all crazy. They fell for another story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the fact is, I think that they know that he would pass a lie detector test, and that would lead along the same lines as what was discovered by the House Assassinations Committee in 1978, which is that organized crime, to which Mr. Files is or was a member,
mm-hmm.
was the one of the major factors in the plotting and execution of the president.
See, what we don't know yet, Robert, and maybe some do, if someone hired the mob to kill Kennedy.
Well, there you go. And what you're saying is extremely enlightened, because there's a very, very high probability that the mob could have pulled this off by themselves, but they never could have run an investigation and the blocking of an investigation.
That's right.
And a cover-up the way this has been for now 44 years.
That's absolutely right. If they had done this on their own, there would have been an investigation, there would have been convictions, somebody in government would have gone after them. They didn't do that. It was almost as if they were protected.
There you go.
It's kind of scary to think that, Robert.
It's scary. It's
disappointing.
It's revealing, too. And given so much of what we have learned about the government and elements of the government through various investigations that relate to this particular act and others, we know that it is not beyond the realm of possibility by a long shot.